The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Bob Foley is with me now. He is a licensed aircraft engineer and co-founder of Engineers with Drones, because Dublin City Council today launched their Dublin Drone Innovation Partnership. Bob, you're welcome to the show. Can you give me a few examples of the jobs drones are already doing in this country?
Hello, Kieran. Thank you for having me. Yes, of course. Some simple ones, like the Coast Guard used them quite a lot for finding people who may got lost or things like that. They're used for inspecting things like power lines, wind turbines, solar farms, power stations, dams, cell towers, archaeological stuff on new road builds, derelict building inspections. And we're just getting into a place now where they potentially will be delivering things like human organs and blood around hospitals in Dublin.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, they cover quite a large range of things that they're doing in the country at the moment.
And what's the next frontier in that regard? What do we expect them to be doing in the next kind of 3 to 5 years, maybe?
In 3 to 5 years, they won't look hugely different in terms of what they'll be doing. It's just the scale of what they will be doing will be much bigger. So right now, some of the things, the example I could give is power line inspections. A lot of power line inspections are currently carried out by people walking on the ground or via extremely expensive helicopters flying along the lines. And the ESB are just starting to really get into the idea of utilizing drones through this. And this will really come online at scale over the next few years. That's just one example of where the mechanism is in place, but the scale of it is yet to be realized.
What about then if we cast our vision a little further into the future? I mean, it kind of innovators like yourself, well, what do you imagine drones could be doing that none of us are even thinking about now?
One of the ideas that I can kind of see coming into in the future is sort of the rent-a-drone concept, where a drone is a service. So on your mobile phone, there might be an app and there might be a bunch of drone stations around the city, and you can request a drone to come and inspect your roof for you. And on the app, it takes off, comes to your house, has a look around your roof, checks the gutters, checks all the tiles, maybe after a storm, lands and sends you a quick report about what it's found.
Oh, well,
on the technical side, that would just be a normal thing that we would interact with this drone through the app, but actually it's a service and we don't need to own a drone or anything like that. We just get something like that as a service over our phone.
Yeah, even as you describe it, another example kind of popped into my head of you know, you'd have kind of several farmers who might have a stake each in a combine. They don't necessarily need their own one. And the same thing, they could use... they could maybe kind of have pooled resources when it comes to drones for kind of keeping an eye on livestock or whatever it happens to be. Nothing excites the hard shoulder listener, Bob, quite like discussing regulatory frameworks. So here we go. Strap yourselves in. What is the regulatory framework like in this country in terms of facilitating, you know, innovation and the rollout of all these types of services?
That is a double-edged sword. In one sense, we are, you know, we all sit within the EU regulatory framework for aviation under EASA, it's called. And then locally here, we have the IAA actually implementing that. In one sense, they're doing a great job in terms of they are making sure that there is quite a robust, let's say, way that they're implementing the regulations. But on the other sense, it's a slow process when you're dealing with the IAA on this thing. The IAA are traditionally very much a business-to-business focused organization. They don't really know how to deal with the, let's say, up to 50,000 new aviators that have entered the country in the last few years, who've gone to something like Harvey Norman and picked up a little Mavic there. And the IAA are just not used to dealing with these people. They're not good at communicating with the public. They're not good at client-facing interaction because, again, they never really had to do this. They've been dealing with 747 captains up to now. And from now on, they're dealing with the average Joe on the street who just wants to legally and safely put a drone in the sky.
Oh, I've nearly become one of those people at Harvey Norman quite a few times. I've flirted with this idea. I think this is all very cool, but I haven't quite made the plunge yet. What about then the idea that you've got a kind of a separate regulatory body when it comes to drones, or that the IAA just needs to kind of direct resources more efficiently?
I would firmly put myself in the second camp there. I think the DIA need to very much be resourced, and not resourced with people who are coming just from the aviation background, who tend to have a very particular mindset, let's say. I can say this safely, being from an aviation background. They also need to get people who are very good public communicators, people who know how to communicate complex technical things like drone regulations, what can and cannot be done legally with drones, and get them in so that they can communicate with the general public and businesses so they know how to safely hire a drone operator who is actually a legal drone operator, and educate the average person on the street who's buying their kid a drone for Christmas to make sure that they're not putting a drone in front of a 747 or a Cessna. That could be a big problem down the road.
And, you know, some of the services you talked about there, for example, the idea of these kind of pool drones or drones that you could, you know, hire to come and inspect your roof. In a situation like that, would the drone be piloted by an individual, or are we close to the point that AI can manage that?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B there. Right now, an awful lot of what we do in drone land is either human in the loop or human mostly in the loop. So it's automatic flight. So we would generate the flight paths, but humans kind of keeping a good eye on everything. The time when we would dispatch a drone and it's completely autonomously performing whatever mission it's been asked to do is probably a few years away. Now, if you look at the latest and greatest on something like LinkedIn, they'll tell you it's all here now. But the true reality on the ground is, you want a human in the loop for an awful lot of what you're doing in the technical drone space, and a lot in the aesthetic as well.
Bob, listen, it's been a real pleasure, and thanks a million for joining us. It's a fascinating area, as I say, and maybe I will take the plunge in Harvey Norman someday and become the bane of the Irish Aviation Authority. Licensed aircraft engineer is what Bob is, and the co-founder of Engineers with Drones.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.